Marcus Aurelius believed that true respect should be accorded to those who embody the values of wisdom, virtue, and self-discipline. Individuals who exhibit behaviors contrary to these principles are not deserving of our respect. In this video, we will explore the 10 behaviors and qualities that Marcus Aurelius admonished us not to respect. By doing so, we can gain valuable insights into how to lead a virtuous life and choose our companions wisely. Let us embark on this journey through the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, and in doing so, may we find inspiration to live a more meaningful and purposeful life. Dishonesty. Injustice is impiety. For since the universal nature has made rational animals for the sake of one another, to help them according to their deserts, but in no way to injure one another, he who transgresses her will is clearly guilty of impiety toward the highest divinity. Dishonesty is the first trait that Marcus Aurelius urges us not to respect. To him, honesty is not just a virtue. It is a moral imperative. In a world where falsehoods and deception often prevail, the Stoic philosopher reminds us that living a truthful life is not only a matter of personal integrity, but also a manifestation of our duty to the greater good. When we encounter individuals who habitually lie, cheat, or manipulate, Marcus Aurelius encourages us to withhold our respect. Such behaviors are not in alignment with the Stoic virtues of wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. Instead, they demonstrate a lack of integrity and a disregard for the fundamental principles of human decency. In our modern world, honesty is a rare and precious commodity. We are bombarded with falsehoods from all directions, whether in politics, business, or personal relationships. However, it is in the face of this moral erosion that Marcus Aurelius's teachings become even more relevant. He reminds us that by choosing to respect those who are honest and truthful, we align ourselves with the universal order and contribute to a more just and virtuous society. Arrogance. Whenever you are about to find fault with someone, ask yourself the following question: what fault of mine most nearly resembles the one I am about to criticize? Arrogance is a characteristic that Marcus Aurelius vehemently advises against respecting. In his view, arrogance is the antithesis of humility, and humility is a cornerstone of wisdom. The truly wise person, according to Stoicism, recognizes their limitations and imperfections and seeks continuous self-improvement. When we encounter individuals who exude arrogance, believing themselves to be superior to others, we are witnessing a grave departure from the path of virtue. Arrogance blinds us to our own flaws and prevents us from learning and growing. It breeds resentment and division, undermining the very foundations of a harmonious society. To Marcus Aurelius, the act of respecting the arrogant is to condone their hubris and validate their false sense of superiority. Instead, he urges us to show respect to those who display humility, acknowledging that they, like us, are on a journey of self-discovery and growth. By doing so, we promote unity, empathy, and a deeper understanding of our shared humanity. Self-indulgence. Do not act as if you were going to live 10,000 years. Death hangs over you. While you live, while it is in your power, be good. Self-indulgence is a behavior that Marcus Aurelius cautions us not to respect. In a world that often glorifies hedonism and immediate gratification, he reminds us of the ephemeral nature of life and the importance of living in accordance with our true values. When individuals prioritize their own pleasure and comfort at the expense of virtue and self-discipline, they are veering away from the Stoic path. Self-indulgence can manifest in various forms, from overconsumption of material goods to excessive indulgence in sensual pleasures, all of which distract us from the pursuit of wisdom and virtue. Respecting those who succumb to self-indulgence not only condones their behavior, but also reinforces the notion that fleeting pleasures are more important than enduring values. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to seek out and respect those who lead a life of temperance and moderation, as they serve as living examples of the Stoic ideal of aligning our actions with our principles. Malice. When you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, "The people I deal with today will be meddling, ungrateful, arrogant, dishonest, jealous, and surly. Malice, the deliberate intent to harm others, is a trait that Marcus Aurelius advises us to withhold respect from. In his view, malice is a manifestation of a corrupt and unenlightened soul, and those who harbor it are far removed from the Stoic pursuit of virtue and wisdom. In a world that often witnesses the escalation of conflicts and the proliferation of harm, Marcus Aurelius reminds us of the importance of empathy, compassion, and forgiveness. While it may be tempting to engage in the same malicious behavior as those who wrong us, the Stoic philosopher encourages us to rise above such impulses and strive for a higher moral ground. Respecting individuals who engage in malicious actions not only condones their harmful behavior, but also perpetuates a cycle of negativity and animosity. Instead, Marcus Aurelius advises us to show respect to those who exhibit kindness, forgiveness, and the capacity to understand the struggles of others. By doing so, we contribute to the cultivation of a more compassionate and harmonious society. Greed. The best revenge is not to be like your enemy. Greed, the insatiable desire for wealth and possessions, is a quality that Marcus Aurelius implores us not to respect. In a world where the pursuit of material wealth often takes precedence over ethical considerations, he reminds us of the emptiness of such pursuits and the dangers of allowing greed to govern our actions. When individuals prioritize the accumulation of wealth at any cost, they sacrifice their integrity and virtue. Greed blinds them to the needs of others and fosters a culture of inequality and injustice. In the pursuit of more, they often lose sight of what truly matters in life. Respecting those who prioritize greed not only perpetuates a culture of materialism, but also reinforces the idea that success is measured solely by the accumulation of wealth. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to show respect to those who value wisdom, generosity, and the well-being of others over the pursuit of material gain. By doing so, we align ourselves with the Stoic ideal of living a life of purpose and virtue. Cruelty. Choose not to be harmed, and you won't feel harmed. Don't feel harmed, and you haven't been. Cruelty, the deliberate infliction of suffering on others, is a trait that Marcus Aurelius advises us not to respect. In a world that sometimes witnesses acts of brutality and indifference, he reminds us of the fundamental Stoic principle of choosing our own emotional responses and not allowing external events to harm our inner tranquility. When individuals engage in acts of cruelty, they not only cause harm to others, but also damage their own souls. Cruelty is a manifestation of moral decay and a departure from the Stoic virtues of wisdom, courage, and justice. Those who engage in cruel behavior are often driven by anger, hatred, or a desire for power, all of which are antithetical to the Stoic ideal of inner peace and harmony. Respecting those who commit acts of cruelty not only condones their harmful behavior, but also perpetuates a cycle of violence and suffering. Instead, Marcus Aurelius advises us to show respect to those who exhibit kindness, empathy, and a commitment to justice. By doing so, we contribute to the cultivation of a more compassionate and just society. Ignorance. Everything we hear is an opinion, not a fact. Everything we see is a perspective, not the truth. Ignorance, the absence of knowledge or the refusal to seek understanding, is a quality that Marcus Aurelius cautions us not to respect. In a world where misinformation and ignorance often prevail, he reminds us of the importance of critical thinking and the pursuit of wisdom. When individuals choose to remain ignorant or embrace falsehoods, they hinder their own growth and contribute to the spread of misinformation and misunderstanding. Ignorance fosters divisiveness and prevents us from finding common ground and working towards a more enlightened and harmonious society. Respecting those who embrace ignorance not only condones their lack of curiosity and intellectual laziness, but also perpetuates a culture of misinformation and mistrust. Instead, Marcus Aurelius advises us to show respect to those who value knowledge, critical thinking, and a commitment to truth. By doing so, we contribute to the cultivation of a more enlightened and rational society. Cordis. The best way to avenge yourself is to not be like that. Cowardice, the lack of courage in the face of adversity or fear, is a trait that Marcus Aurelius urges us not to respect. In the Stoic philosophy, courage is a virtue that enables us to face life's challenges with resilience and integrity. Cowardice, on the other hand, leads to inaction and the abandonment of our principles. When individuals succumb to cowardice, they not only betray their own potential for growth and self-mastery, but also fail to uphold the Stoic ideals of courage and fortitude. Cowardice often arises from a fear of discomfort or uncertainty, and it prevents us from fully embracing life and its inherent struggles. Respecting those who display cowardice not only condones their lack of bravery, but also perpetuates a culture of timidity and stagnation. Instead, Marcus Aurelius advises us to show respect to those who exhibit courage, resilience, and a willingness to confront their fears. By doing so, we align ourselves with the Stoic ideal of facing life's challenges with strength and integrity. Self-centeredness. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. Self-centeredness, the preoccupation with one's own desires and interests at the expense of others, is a quality that Marcus Aurelius discourages us from respecting. In the Stoic philosophy, the cultivation of virtue is inextricably linked to the practice of compassion and empathy. When individuals prioritize their own needs and desires without regard for the well-being of others, they demonstrate a lack of virtue and a failure to recognize the interconnectedness of all humanity. Self-centeredness breeds selfishness and undermines the Stoic principles of justice, temperance, and wisdom. Respecting those who are self-centered not only condones their egoism, but also perpetuates a culture of indifference and moral decay. Instead, Marcus Aurelius advises us to show respect to those who prioritize the common good, exhibit empathy, and seek to alleviate the suffering of others. By doing so, we contribute to the cultivation of a more compassionate and just society. Injustice. Everything that happens is either endurable or not. If it's endurable, then endure it. Stop complaining. If it's unendurable, then stop complaining. Your destruction will mean its end as well. Injustice, the violation of the rights and dignity of others, is a behavior that Marcus Aurelius firmly advises against respecting. In the Stoic philosophy, justice is one of the cardinal virtues, and it is the foundation of a harmonious and virtuous society. When individuals perpetrate acts of injustice or turn a blind eye to wrongdoing, they betray the Stoic ideals of wisdom, courage, and justice. Injustice breeds resentment, division, and a sense of moral decay, undermining the very fabric of society. Respecting those who engage in injustice not only condones their unethical behavior, but also perpetuates a culture of inequality and oppression. Instead, Marcus Aurelius advises us to show respect to those who stand up for justice, defend the rights of others, and strive to create a more equitable and virtuous world. By doing so, we contribute to the cultivation of a just and enlightened society. The Stoic virtues, a path to respect. Such as are your habitual thoughts, such also will be the character of your mind. For the soul is dyed by the thoughts. Having explored the behaviors and qualities that Marcus Aurelius advises us not to respect, it is essential to turn our attention to the virtues he extols. These virtues, deeply rooted in Stoicism, serve as a guiding light on our journey towards becoming better individuals and contributing to a more virtuous and harmonious society. 1. Wisdom. At the heart of Stoicism is the pursuit of wisdom. Wisdom is the discernment to understand what is within our control and what is not, and the wisdom to act in accordance with this understanding. It involves seeking knowledge, critical thinking, and a deep appreciation for the interconnectedness of all things. To respect the wise is to honor those who continually seek self-improvement, expand their understanding, and make decisions based on reason and sound judgment. 2. Courage. Courage is the strength to confront fear, adversity, and challenges with grace and resilience. It is the moral fortitude to stand up for what is right, even in the face of opposition or danger. Those who exhibit courage inspire respect, for they demonstrate a commitment to their principles and a willingness to face life's trials with unwavering resolve. 3. Justice. Justice is the cornerstone of a virtuous society. It involves treating all individuals with fairness, equity, and respect for their rights and dignity. Those who champion justice strive to right wrongs, defend the oppressed, and uphold the principles of fairness and equality. To respect the just is to acknowledge and support those who work tirelessly to create a more just and equitable world. 4. Temperance. Temperance is the practice of self-control and moderation. It involves resisting the allure of excess and indulgence, and instead, finding balance and harmony in one's actions and desires. Those who embody temperance exemplify the Stoic ideal of living a life in harmony with nature and their own rationality. To respect the temperate is to honor those who exhibit discipline, restraint, and a commitment to the pursuit of what truly matters. 5. Humanity. Humanity, or benevolence, is the virtue of extending kindness, compassion, and empathy to all individuals. It is the recognition of our shared humanity and the capacity to understand and alleviate the suffering of others. Those who practice humanity inspire respect, for they exemplify the Stoic principle of embracing our interconnectedness and working towards the common good. 6. Transcendence. Transcendence is the virtue of seeking a higher purpose and meaning in life. It involves rising above the mundane and the trivial, and striving to live a life of significance and moral integrity. Those who embrace transcendence inspire respect, for they remind us of the importance of living a life aligned with our values and principles. Respecting individuals who embody these Stoic virtues is not merely an act of courtesy. It is a recognition of their commitment to living a life of wisdom, courage, justice, temperance, humanity, and transcendence. These virtues serve as a beacon of guidance in our own lives, inspiring us to cultivate these qualities within ourselves and to seek out individuals who exemplify them. Incorporating these virtues into our daily lives can be a challenging endeavor, but the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius reminds us that it is a journey worth undertaking. By aspiring to these virtues and striving to live in accordance with them, we not only earn the respect of others, but also contribute to the creation of a more virtuous, just, and enlightened society. The power of self-reflection. The first step, don't be anxious. Nature controls it all. And before long, you'll be no one, nowhere, like Hadrian, like Augustus. Central to Marcus Aurelius's philosophy is the practice of self-reflection, a powerful tool for cultivating virtue and wisdom. In his renowned work, Meditations, Marcus Aurelius provides us with a glimpse into his own personal reflections, demonstrating the profound impact that self-examination can have on one's character and actions. Self-reflection involves taking the time to examine our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors with a critical eye. It requires us to question our own beliefs, biases, and desires, and to seek a deeper understanding of our motivations and values. Through self-reflection, we gain insight into our own shortcomings and areas for growth, enabling us to align our actions more closely with the Stoic virtues. Here are some key aspects of self-reflection that can help us integrate the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius into our lives. 1. The morning reflection. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to begin each day with a moment of reflection. By setting aside a few minutes in the morning to contemplate our intentions, goals, and the Stoic virtues we aim to embody, we can set a positive tone for the day ahead. 2. The evening reflection. At the end of each day, take time to review your actions and decisions. Ask yourself if you have acted in accordance with wisdom, courage, justice, temperance, humanity, and transcendence. Reflect on moments when you may have strayed from these virtues and consider how you can do better in the future. 3. The Socratic questioning. Marcus Aurelius often employed a technique known as Socratic questioning. When faced with a challenge or a difficult decision, he would ask himself a series of probing questions to clarify his thoughts and values. This practice can help us navigate complex situations and make decisions aligned with our principles. 4. The practice of negative visualization. Negative visualization is a stoic exercise in which we imagine the loss of the things we hold dear. By contemplating the impermanence of life and our possessions, we can cultivate gratitude for what we have and prepare ourselves for the challenges that may arise. 5. The examination of impulses. When faced with strong emotions or desires, take a moment to examine their origins and consequences. Ask yourself whether acting on these impulses aligns with your values and virtues. This practice can help you exercise greater self-control and make more intentional choices. 6. The journaling of insights. Keeping a journal of your reflections and insights can be a valuable tool for self-improvement. Write down your thoughts, observations, and the lessons you learn from self-reflection. Over time, you may notice patterns in your behavior and thought processes, enabling you to make positive changes. To live a good life, we have the potential for it if we learn to be indifferent to what makes no difference. While the Stoic philosophy encourages self-mastery and personal growth, it also emphasizes the importance of community and connection with others. Marcus Aurelius recognized that we are social beings, and our interactions with fellow human beings play a significant role in shaping our character and experiences. In the pursuit of virtue and wisdom, Marcus Aurelius advises us to surround ourselves with individuals who embody the Stoic virtues. By engaging with like-minded individuals who share our commitment to self-improvement and ethical living, we can find support, inspiration, and accountability on our journey. Here are some key principles related to building a Stoic community. 1. Seek virtuous companionship. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to seek out companions who share our commitment to wisdom, courage, justice, temperance, humanity, and transcendence. These individuals can serve as role models and sources of inspiration, reinforcing our dedication to living virtuously. 2. Mutual encouragement. In a Stoic community, members can provide one another with encouragement and support. Sharing insights, experiences, and challenges can help each member grow and stay accountable to their goals of self-improvement. 3. Constructive dialogue. Engaging in philosophical discussions and debates within the community can foster intellectual growth and critical thinking. By examining different perspectives and challenging one another's beliefs, members can refine their understanding of Stoic principles. 4. Acts of kindness. Practicing humanity, one of the Stoic virtues, extends to acts of kindness and service to others within the community. By demonstrating compassion and empathy, members contribute to a culture of goodwill and mutual support. 5. Accountability partners. Pairing up with an accountability partner or mentor within the community can be highly beneficial. This individual can help you stay on track with your Stoic practice and provide guidance when faced with challenges. 6. Reflecting on collective goals. A Stoic community can collectively set goals for self-improvement and ethical living. Regularly reflecting on these goals and progress made as a group can strengthen the commitment of its members. The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. Applying Stoicism to daily life. The key is to keep company only with people who uplift you, whose presence calls forth your best. As we delve deeper into the profound wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, we recognize that Stoicism is not merely a theoretical philosophy, but a practical guide for living a meaningful and virtuous life. Now, we will explore how we can apply the Stoic principles he advocated to our daily lives, drawing inspiration from his timeless teachings. 1. Mindful self-reflection. Begin each day with a moment of self-reflection. Consider the Stoic virtues, wisdom, courage, justice, temperance, humanity, and transcendence. Set your intentions to align your actions with these virtues throughout the day. Similarly, in the evening, reflect on your actions and decisions, acknowledging moments where you upheld or strayed from these ideals. 2. Focus on the present. Practice mindfulness by living in the present moment. Marcus Aurelius emphasized that the past is beyond our control and the future is uncertain. What we have influence over is the present. By being fully engaged in the present, we can make more deliberate and wise choices. 3. Embrace adversity. Develop resilience in the face of adversity by shifting your perspective. See challenges and setbacks as opportunities for growth and learning. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." Adversity can be a teacher that strengthens your character. 4. The Stoic Journal. Maintain a journal to record your thoughts, reflections, and insights. This practice not only helps you clarify your thinking, but also allows you to track your progress in living a Stoic life. Record moments when you exemplified Stoic virtues and moments when you could have acted better. 5. Practice negative visualization. Regularly contemplate the impermanence of life and the potential loss of the things you cherish. This practice can cultivate gratitude for the present and prepare you to face challenges with equanimity. 6. The Art of Acceptance. Practice acceptance of the things you cannot change. Marcus Aurelius often stressed the importance of distinguishing between what is within our control and what is not. By focusing on what you can control, your thoughts, actions, and attitudes, you can find greater peace and serenity. 7. Compassion and empathy. Cultivate compassion and empathy for others. Understand that everyone is on their own journey, facing their own challenges. Practice active listening and seek to understand others' perspectives before passing judgment. 8. Virtuous companionship. Surround yourself with individuals who uplift and inspire you. Seek virtuous companionship, those who embody the Stoic virtues and support your commitment to self-improvement. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the importance of the company we keep in shaping our character. 9. The Art of Moderation. Practice temperance and moderation in your desires and pleasures. Recognize that excess often leads to imbalance and dissatisfaction. By finding contentment in simplicity and moderation, you can cultivate a sense of inner tranquility. 10. Service to others. Embrace the Stoic virtue of humanity by engaging in acts of kindness and service to others. Recognize the interconnectedness of humanity and the joy that comes from helping others. The Stoic legacy in modern society. The only wealth which you will keep forever is the wealth you have given away. The enduring legacy of Marcus Aurelius and Stoicism continues to resonate in modern society. Now, we will explore how the Stoic philosophy can provide guidance and inspiration in the contemporary world, addressing some of the challenges and dilemmas we face today. 1. The Age of Information. In an era defined by information overload and constant distractions, the Stoic practice of focusing on what is within our control is more relevant than ever. By discerning between the essential and the superfluous, we can find greater clarity and peace of mind amidst the noise of the digital age. 2. Resilience in Uncertain Times. The Stoic emphasis on resilience and adaptability is particularly valuable in times of uncertainty, such as the challenges posed by global crisis. By embracing the Stoic principle of accepting what we cannot change and responding with courage and wisdom to what we can navigate turbulent waters with greater fortitude. 3. Mental health and well-being. The practice of mindfulness and self-reflection, advocated by Marcus Aurelius, aligns with contemporary approaches to mental health and well-being. Stoicism offers tools for managing stress, anxiety, and depression by focusing on inner peace, gratitude, and the power of perspective. 4. Ethical leadership. In a world where ethical leadership is in high demand, Marcus Aurelius's example as a philosopher emperor provides a model of leadership based on humility, ethical principles, and a commitment to the common good. His legacy can inspire leaders in various fields to prioritize values over personal gain. 5. Environmental responsibility. Stoicism's recognition of our interconnectedness with nature and our responsibility to act as stewards of the earth holds relevance in the face of environmental challenges. The Stoic virtue of transcendence encourages us to seek a higher purpose that includes the well-being of the planet. 6. interpersonal relationships, the Stoic principles of compassion, empathy, and the cultivation of virtuous companionship are instrumental in nurturing healthy and meaningful relationships. In a world characterized by polarization and division, these principles promote understanding and unity. 7. The pursuit of virtue. In a consumer-driven society that often prioritizes material wealth and instant gratification, the Stoic pursuit of virtue and wisdom reminds us of the enduring value of inner character and ethical living. 8. Social justice. The Stoic virtue of justice, which emphasizes fairness, equity, and the defense of the rights and dignity of others, resonates in contemporary movements for social justice and equality. It calls upon us to stand up against injustice and work towards a more just and compassionate world. Embracing Stoicism in everyday ethics. The object of life is not to be on the side of the majority, but to escape finding oneself in the ranks of the insane. 1. Consumer choices. In a consumer-driven society, our purchasing decisions have ethical implications. Stoicism reminds us to consider whether our consumption aligns with our values. Are our purchases driven by genuine needs or by desires inflamed by advertising and societal pressures? By practicing temperance and mindful consumption, we can reduce our ecological footprint and promote ethical production practices. 2. Environmental responsibility. Stoicism underscores our responsibility as stewards of the earth. Consider the environmental impact of your actions and choices. Reduce waste, conserve resources, and support sustainable practices. By aligning your lifestyle with Stoic values, you contribute to a healthier planet for current and future generations. 3. Social justice. The Stoic virtue of justice compels us to advocate for fairness and equity in society. Reflect on issues of social justice and inequality. Are you using your voice and resources to support marginalized communities and address systemic injustices? Stoicism encourages us to stand on the side of justice and to challenge the status quo when necessary. 4. Professional ethics. In the workplace, ethical dilemmas may arise. Stoicism provides a framework for navigating these challenges with integrity. Consider the ethical implications of your decisions and actions at work. Are you upholding the principles of honesty, fairness, and respect for colleagues and stakeholders? 5. Kindness and compassion. Stoicism's emphasis on humanity and transcendence calls us to practice kindness and compassion in our interactions with others. Are you extending empathy and understanding to those who may be struggling? Small acts of kindness can make a significant impact on others' lives and contribute to a more compassionate society. 6. Truth and integrity. Upholding truth and integrity aligns with the Stoic virtue of wisdom. Reflect on your commitment to honesty and transparency in your personal and professional life. Are you cultivating a reputation for trustworthiness and reliability? 7. Community engagement. Engage actively in your community and society. Stoicism encourages us to contribute to the common good. Volunteer, support local initiatives, and engage in discussions that promote wisdom, justice, and compassion. 8. Philanthropy and giving. Stoicism's message of transcending materialism resonates in the realm of philanthropy. Consider the impact of your financial resources on those in need. Are you using your wealth to improve the lives of others and promote virtuous causes? Teaching Stoicism, passing on the wisdom. To educate a person in the mind, but not in morals, is to educate a menace to society. The wisdom of Marcus Aurelius and the Stoic philosophy are not meant to be confined to the pages of ancient texts. They are a timeless treasure trove of guidance that can be shared and passed on to future generations. In this now, we explore the importance of teaching Stoicism and how it can be imparted to others. 1. Teaching virtue. Stoicism provides a practical framework for teaching virtue. By introducing young minds to the Stoic virtues of wisdom, courage, justice, temperance, humanity, and transcendence, we equip them with tools for ethical decision-making and personal growth. 2. Mindfulness and emotional intelligence. Stoicism's emphasis on mindfulness and emotional resilience is invaluable for young people, teaching them to observe their thoughts and emotions and to respond rationally. Helps build emotional intelligence and mental well-being. 3. Critical thinking. Stoic philosophy encourages critical thinking and the examination of one's beliefs. It equips individuals with the ability to question assumptions, make informed judgments, and resist societal pressures that may lead to unethical behavior. 4. Resilience in adversity. Young people face various challenges in life. Stoicism teaches them how to embrace adversity as an opportunity for growth, rather than succumbing to despair. It instills resilience and the ability to bounce back from setbacks. 5. Ethical decision-making. The Stoic framework provides a basis for ethical decision-making. By exploring real-life scenarios and applying Stoic principles, individuals can learn how to make choices that align with their values and contribute to the greater good. 6. Compassion and empathy. Teaching Stoicism includes promoting compassion and empathy. Young people can learn to understand the perspectives and struggles of others, fostering a sense of unity and kindness. 7. Leadership and responsibility. The Stoic philosophy encourages individuals to take responsibility for their actions and their impact on society. Teaching Stoicism to future leaders helps cultivate ethical leadership, emphasizing service to others and the common good. 8. Moral role models. Sharing the stories of Stoic philosophers and historical figures who exemplified Stoic virtues can serve as moral role models. Young people can learn from the lives of individuals who made a positive impact on the world through their wisdom and ethical conduct. Teaching Stoicism is an investment in the moral and ethical development of future generations. It equips individuals with the tools to navigate the complexities of life with wisdom, courage, justice, temperance, humanity, and transcendence. In a world where moral values and ethical principles are sometimes overshadowed by materialism and instant gratification, Stoicism serves as a beacon of guidance and a reminder of the enduring value of virtue and wisdom. As we pass on the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius and the Stoic philosophy to others, we contribute to the creation of a more virtuous, just, and compassionate society. By teaching Stoicism, we empower individuals to lead lives of meaning, integrity, and purpose, and to inspire positive change in the world. Embracing Stoicism as a lifelong journey. Life is neither good or evil, but only a place for good and evil. We reflect on the idea that embracing Stoicism is not a destination but a lifelong journey. It is a path that continually invites us to grow, learn, and evolve as individuals committed to wisdom, virtue, and ethical living. 1. The perpetual quest for wisdom. Stoicism reminds us that wisdom is a lifelong pursuit. As we navigate the complexities of life, we must continuously seek to deepen our understanding, refine our perspectives, and cultivate greater insight into the human experience. 2. The evolving practice of virtue. Virtue, as espoused by Stoicism, is not a static state, but a dynamic practice. We are called to embody the virtues of wisdom, courage, justice, temperance, humanity, and transcendence in ever-expanding ways. The journey of virtue is marked by progress, setbacks, and continuous refinement. 3. Adapting to change. Stoicism equips us with the tools to adapt to the inevitable changes and challenges that life presents. As we move through different stages of life, our application of Stoic principles may evolve, but the core values remain constant. 4. Passing the torch. The wisdom of Marcus Aurelius and Stoicism is a torch that can be passed from one generation to the next. As we grow older, we have the opportunity to share our knowledge and experiences with younger individuals, guiding them on their own Stoic journeys. 5. The legacy of Stoicism. The enduring legacy of Stoicism is not confined to any one individual or time period. It lives on through those who embrace its principles and continue to apply them in the modern world. Each person who incorporates Stoicism into their life contributes to its ongoing legacy. 6. Facing mortality. Stoicism encourages us to confront our mortality and recognize the impermanence of life. This awareness serves as a reminder to live with intention, to prioritize what truly matters, and to make the most of the time we have. 7. A lifetime of service. Stoicism inspires a commitment to service, not only to ourselves, but also to others and society at large. As we progress in our Stoic journey, we have the opportunity to increasingly contribute to the betterment of the world through ethical choices and compassionate actions. Embracing Stoicism as a lifelong journey is an invitation to live a life of purpose, integrity, and moral clarity. It acknowledges that the pursuit of wisdom and virtue is not a one-time endeavor, but a continuous process of self-improvement and ethical growth. As we conclude our exploration of the teachings of Marcus Aurelius and Stoicism, let us remember that the wisdom of the Stoics is not confined to the past, but remains relevant and transformative in our lives today. It is a philosophy that invites us to reflect, adapt, and evolve, guided by the enduring principles of wisdom, courage, justice, temperance, humanity, and transcendence. In the words of Marcus Aurelius, life is neither good or evil, but only a place for good and evil. Stoicism invites us to transform the world, one virtuous choice at a time. May our journey through Stoicism be a lifelong commitment to creating a world where wisdom, virtue, and ethical living are celebrated and cherished by all.